You are back with WLAW Sports on a beautiful evening here for the 2013 season premiere. USA traveling to Ubley in week number one of high school football in the state of Michigan. Clark Ramsey here with Dave Hansen to the right of me. Dave, it should be a great day.
Oh, it's perfect out there, Clark. A little too warm, maybe, if these guys are...
Not in shape,
well,
you're saying?
Well, they're going to be sweating tonight. Let's put it that way.
First, we're going to go through the USA Patriots, the visiting team. Currently, they're first place in league play. Jason Beagle is general of the Army of the Potomac, and with him is a cavalry coming off of a 4-5 season with glimpses of greatness throughout the season. They scored 203 points on offense for an average of 22.5 a game. However, they gave up an average of 24.8 on defense.
This USA team was on the cusp of making the playoffs last year, but lost one game by less than a touchdown, and that one was at Vassar. And they also lost another that was less than two touchdowns when they played Reese right down to the wire.
They started the season at 4-2, but then rounded up the regular season with the three straight losses. USA finished tied for third in the Greater Thumb West at 3-3 in the 2012 campaign. Of course, USA did lose a lot of talent to graduation, primarily the two-year starting quarterback of Jake Beeching, running backs McKay Jones and Tim Zub, and tight end Dan Rick.
That's a lot to lose, Clark, especially when you have to replace a guy like Beachy, a quarterback. So we got a young quarterback, new quarterback at the helm. I still expect this USA team, they always play well offensively. But looking at that average they gave up last year, hopefully the defense can pick up the pace.
This year, however, could be a different story for the Patriots entering the season with a refined backfield and a large offensive front.
Oh, led by Harper at tailback. He has the speed and power to do damage and in a hurry. But he is definitely fortunate to be running behind offensive line powerhouse Ballard. 6'6", 300 pounds, definitely going to be the vocal point of the offense today.
Entering tonight's broadcast, we were uncertain of the starting quarterback for the USA Patriots, but we now have learned that senior Carter Lindenberg is indeed the man behind center tonight, having been second on the depth chart last year.
Lindenberg has big shoes to fill. Obviously, Jake Beachy did a nice job last year, but according to Coach Beagle, he believes that he is prepared to handle the workload and studied very closely what Beachy was doing last year.
USA has 16 players listed on their roster, 12 seniors and only 4 juniors, one with the last name of Harper. Interesting.
That is interesting. We'll see if that, my friend, makes a difference tonight.
You're tuned to WLEW Sports. 14 minutes for kickoff here in week number one in Ubley as the USA Patriots try to invade the land of the Bearcats. You're tuned to WLEW.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and Recore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. They even have a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work. Get your vehicle's heating and cooling system checked before the long winter ahead.
Hi, I'm Gary Rocci. We offer fast turnaround and expert service. Get your vehicle fixed right the first time at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101.
Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring invites you to stop in and check out the 2014 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 four-wheel drive LT Crew Cab. It boasts a maximum payload of more than a ton and trailering capacity up to 11,500 pounds. And with several models to choose from, you could lease a new 2014 Silverado for as little as zero down and $299 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. At Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebring, get your new Silverado and find new roads.
So when you go to a doctor, do you take the guy's advice in the waiting room? Or how about the DMV's stance on timeliness? So why should insurance be any different? It's completely normal not to understand every small detail of your policy. That's why we're here. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. I'd be happy to help you understand your policy and what it means. More importantly, though, what coverage you need. Policies are not cookie-cutter compatible, and if your policy has the word cut rate in it, we need to have a chat now. That's Clark Ramsey in the Elkton office of Farm Bureau Insurance. Call me today. Well, once the game's done.
From the bathroom to the home office, a custom entertainment center, or a fabulous new kitchen, D&M Cabinet Shop has the experience and quality craftsmanship you deserve. They understand your expectations and deliver your dreams. Your home is important. Let D&M Cabinet Shop change dull to exciting. Call D&M Cabinet Shop at 989-479-9271. Check them out on the web at dnmcabinet.com or stop by the shop at 5230 Purdy Road near Ruth.
Speaking of exciting, help us cheer on our team, the LD Bearcats. Go Bearcats!
This is the one you've been waiting for, the Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance Event at Ball Equipment in Sandusky and Richmond. With rebates up to $1,000 on select models and financing as low as 2.99%. We're talking brand new 2013 ATVs and Rangers. The hardest working, smoothest riding vehicles for work, punch, and play. The ultimate combination of power, suspension, and agility. The Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance Event. Hurry into Ball Equipment in Sandusky or Richmond, your authorized Polaris dealer. Offer ends September 30th while supplies last. Rebates vary by model, financing, and rates based on credit worthiness. See your participating Polaris dealer for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris Rangers are not intended for on-road use.
You're tuned to WLEW Sports. I'm Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen with you as well. And the season premiere of the high school football season, USA traveling to Ubley. In week number one, we've broken down the USA Patriots. Now it's on to the Ubley Bearcats. The orange and black of Southern Huron County enter the 2013 season after a 12th consecutive trip to the postseason. Dave Kaufman entering the season as head coach for Ubley and has a record of 16-6, winning 72% of his games. After starting out 0-2 to start the season, including a nail-biting loss to USA in week number one, which we covered, Ubley won six of their last seven games to make it into the playoffs. They outscored their opponents by roughly 10 points on average throughout the 2012 season, scoring just over 32 points on offense, and the Bearcat defense giving up about 22.
And that game we seen last year went right down to the final play. If we remember, Ubley Bearcats had the ball driving down the field, was stopped inside the 10-yard line before time expired. Look for them to get a better start this season, trying not to start 0-2. And they're going to start by giving up less points on defense.
And they're trying to make it a 13th consecutive time to the MHSAA playoffs. The Ubley Bearcats have a difficult yet able road ahead of them to do it. They lost 13 seniors last year, including their star scrambling quarterback in Nick Sweeney.
Oh, man, did Nick Sweeney really come into his own last year? He made a lot of things happen, especially when the play broke down. But this team, again, is very young. But Coach Kaufman said he's always going to have his guys in tip-top shape, and that's going to give them the advantage tonight.
They finished second in the Greater Thumb East, only behind eventual state champion Harbor Beach at 3-2. Filling the shoes of Sweeney will be sophomore quarterback Jeff Wright.
Jeffrey Wright simply needs to take care of the ball tonight, Clark, and not try to do too much, and then strike when the time is right. His biggest benefit is going to be handing the ball off to Kurt Kabotsky. That guy is going to help him settle into his own this season.
Wright is one of four sophomores being moved up this year, and even one freshman. Derek Brown is the freshman running back, Evan Black at tight end, Daniel Rakowski at guard, and Cole Mychek at tackle, all being sophomores.
These young kids are going to have to play older than their actual age. They're going to have to play hard. They're going to have to stay physical. But we know these kids are very intelligent, and I don't see them taking too long to pick up the pace of play here.
Ubley does have some decent numbers on their roster, 20 total, but only two seniors, Kyle Rumsick and Tyler Brandel, both at running back.
And they both look to have a big change of pace style game today, as they're going to sort of give Kurt Kabotsky breaks as he's going to handle the load, especially between the tackles. Those guys are more of your outside running backs looking to get outside.
Less than 8 minutes until we kick off in week number one of the high school football season. You're tuned to WLEW Sports. More breakdown right after this.
Life is full of difficult choices, but switching to a water furnace geothermal heat pump is not one of them. Water furnace units use the free renewable energy in your yard to save up to 70% on heating, cooling, and hot water. There's a 30% renewable energy tax credit, and for a short time, you'll save even more. The Perfect Choice Savings Event offers up to $2,000 in instant rebates on select water furnace geothermal packages.
Hi, this is Matt Revert. Get up to a $2,000 instant rebate when you install a water furnace geothermal system from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. We support local sports and the pursuit of academic excellence.
In this area, when the first thought